My name is Sir Lancelot of Camelot.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Right, off you go.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin, and today is February 2nd. An interesting day in Vancouver. Woke up to a thick sheet of snow, which was surprising, to say the least. Had a time and a half getting here this morning to speak to everyone, but yeah, I'm here now, only 6 minutes late. It's not yet 9:06 in the morning, and actually every single clock in this room says something different. So now it's saying 9:07 but 9:07 in the morning. Today you're listening to Wise Men Radio coming out of this CITR 101.9, broadcasting you live from unceded Musqueam territory. Yes, I think that's all I had to cover right there. But anyways, today is kind of, it might seem like a random show. I feel like the last couple weeks, I've been talking a lot about kind of just the same thing. It's been a lot of Trump, been a lot of pipelines. This past year, really, has been a lot of pipelines in general. But I'm going to try to branch out of that. It's going to be a lot of music today. But I'm going to talk a little bit about, just a few things here, like in science. Might briefly touch a little bit on space. I'm just actually just gonna feel it out as I go. I've got a couple of points that I can uncover, and we'll see if I can cover them all. I'm gonna actually kick it off with some songs right now. I'm gonna start it off with a artist out of New York called Hike, or HKE, and the album is Dragon Soul, just released I think this month, and the song I'm gonna play off of it is called Eternal Return. It's a pretty cool album. Give it a check out, but this is Eternal Return by HKE. See you back in a few. Thank you.
Such longing pause. We love. after 13 weeks of the best CITR Shindig Battle of the Bands on record.
This Friday, February 5th, is a finale. All of the contestants in this year's round have been brave AF.
So this year's finale theme is bold. Dress however bold feels to you.
And see Mark Mills, Carousel Scene, and Little Sprout do their thing.
Thanks to our sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fadermaster Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
It could just be the boldest night of the year.
Welcome back, everyone, to CITR 101.9. You're listening to Wise Men Radio, and I'm your host, Austin. We just heard a song by Ian William Craig, a cool Vancouver vocalist, produced a new album this year. I guess last year. Centers. And the song was called The Nearness. And the track before that was Rainy Day in Neptune, an artist by called Orchard, off the new album Four Dimensional Space. So give those guys a shout. And of course, the first song was HKE Eternal Return off the album Dragon Soul. So yeah, lots of cool chill songs. That's kind of the mood today for me. But yeah, this would have been kind of really been in lately, is this kind of low-key chill, nice sounds sort of music. Which I don't know. I feel like it reflects a lot of the seasons. I know I kind of like every year I'm kind of more into like it. During the winter I kind of get back into the kind of low, like kind of really spacey, airy tones, and then as it starts to warm up and it gets more into spring, it becomes more like, you know, blues and like more actual guitar sounds and kind of a little bit of punk. Yeah, it really it really changes throughout the seasons, and fall is like a lot of folk. Yeah, so yeah, I don't know, those shifts in seasons, shifts in music tastes, it could be a new study. But anyways, I'm here to talk a little bit. I'm gonna talk briefly about this little thing that I'm just starting to learn about, but I thought I'd share with everyone. So the last couple songs had a little bit to do about space, and they will still have to do about space as kind of we go on. They're all kind of got a spacey theme, but yeah, there I saw that people are looking into sending a probe into a planet called Proxima B, and it's one of the exoplanets of our solar system, so like really, really far out, really far away. But they're saying that we could actually send the probe out in our lifetime. In the next 21 years, we could get images of Proxima B. Basically, how we would do it is you'd attach this chip to a very thin sail, and you'd basically just send that out into space, and then fire a bunch of lasers, like really high powered lasers from the planet Earth, into space, and it. Supposed to hit the sail and propel the sail one fifth of the speed of light speed. So That would be pretty, that would be pretty cool to get actual images of an exoplanet. But who knows if this technology is not yet developed, the high-powered lasers. But we're thinking that it could definitely be developed in the next 20 years or so. So it's kind of, it's kind of like exciting stuff. And it will just become more and more exciting as the years go on. Kind of space travel. I think it's going to be one of those industries that fields, I guess, is a better way to say it. That will be kind of growing, even if we have, you know, a president that doesn't, you know, like, is going to shut down NASA or whatever. I think the general globe will kind of have a tendency towards researching space and finding what's out there. It's kind of interesting. I don't know much about space, and that's like one of the biggest things that I want to start to learn more about. It's very interesting, and it's kind of like, I think you get a better sense of like life, and I've always wanted to develop this idea as of cosmic ecology, and looking at kind of how space, like, because Earth isn't, like, we often tend to view Earth as a closed system, but it's not. We have influxes of things all the time, coming in and out from space, there's not really any other place to come from space. But we've got stuff coming in all the time from space, and I think that's something that, like, have a totally complete understanding of the Earth itself. I think we should look to the stars. It's kind of like a theory I've been working on. I don't know. And haven't totally fully developed. But anyways, yeah. Speaking of that, actually, I'm going to go back to playing some more songs for you. It's 9:30, 30 past the hour. But I'm going to play a cool band, Silver Mount Zion. They are pretty cool. They are kind of a side project sort of deal off of the cool, really awesome band, Godspeed You Black Emperor. But they're just, Silver Mount Zion's kind of their side project. They're out of Montreal based. And I'm just going to play a song called 13 Angels Standing Around Guard. The song title goes on, but I don't really want to say it. So we're going to play that song, and I'm going to be back in a few, and I'll talk a little bit about gamma rays. See you back here.
Thank you. Thank you. Baroque Batley. I had come to believe firmly in reality. And keeping it together, this is the narrative of reality.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
February 4th at Open Studios in Vancouver, Sequential Circus celebrates 10 years of showcasing cutting-edge West Coast live electronic music with Sequential Circus 20. Featuring live musical performances by Computer Controlled, Dega Sound, Dark Arps, Kafka, Kimlet, and NoCore, plus performance art by Subscura, live visuals, and much more. Put on your dancing shoes and join us 10 p.m. Saturday, February 4th at Open Studios. More details at sequentialcircus.ca or facebook.com/sequentialcircus.
Welcome back, everyone, to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin. The last song that you just heard was a new track by Kelly Lee Owens and Jenny Haval. The track was called Anxiety, like anxiety, but without the itty part. So just the first part of it. It was a really sweet track. Check it out. It's on Spotify, also on the internet. Anywhere. So check it out. It's very cool. Anyways, the other song that I played before that was a Vancouver artist called Symphony. The song was Lights Beyond the Surface, and that was a single. So, yeah. And, of course, that first song that I played there was Silver Mount Zion, 13 Angels Standing Guard Around the Side of Your Bed, off the album He Has Left Us Alone. Yeah, so very cool songs, all that same very mellow tone here for this snowy morning. Hope everyone's getting safe to work, to school, to fun Friday morning. Yeah, I wonder what the weather is going to look like at Whistler today. Whistler. Just going to do a quick Google right here. Oh, yeah, it looks like it's snowing a bit. So that's good. Yeah. But anyways, I'm here to talk about a little bit about space. So I briefly kind of talked about space a bit. Kind of a tangent on space. But anyways, I'm going to talk a little bit about gamma rays. Gamma rays are a type of radiation, kind of like radiation, like radio waves, like microwaves. They're just, like, basically it's just a radiation, just a blast of energy, or a pulse of energy. But gamma rays are basically the most energy-packed type of wave out there. They have the shortest wavelength, which means that they have the most energy. Gamma rays, if you got hit by gamma ray, you would probably die. It is just because of the amount of energy. And most of the atmosphere blocks out all gamma rays. There's a few times that you see gamma rays actually on Earth, and that is the immediate surrounding around a lightning strike. Gamma rays are actually sent out, which is kind of cool. I think that's the only one that I'm aware of, right? But there could be more. They're like a pretty cool thing. And there's been a lot of studies actually done to link oscillations in gamma rays coming into the Earth's atmosphere, and links between gamma rays and schizophrenia, and also, yeah, not just schizophrenia, but like a lot of different mental kind of diseases and health waves. There's links to gamma rays. And another cool, interesting thing that was just published most all organisms are driven by these gamma oscillations to seek food. When the gamma oscillations will trigger something in your brain that will basically tell you that you need to look for food. I think this is probably like an evolutionary trait that was is carried over. So, and it doesn't and you don't necessarily have to be hungry in order to be affected by these oscillations. It's just like, you know, those times where you just eat and you know you're not hungry. That's totally gamma oscillations affect that. And there's plenty of other reasons why people do that other than just gamma oscillations. You can't just boil it down to gamma oscillations. But it is a cool and interesting kind of idea that is out there now. These influxes of radiation to our atmosphere are affecting, like, you know, biological processes in our bodies, which is really cool. Like, space is affecting us right now, man. Yeah. But anyways, I am just about done with my show. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed it. There's a lot of music today, which is good. Yeah. But anyways, if you guys liked my show, you can like me on Facebook at Wise Man Radio. You can listen to me every Friday morning from 9 to 10. And you can also tattoo my name on your butt. And that will also be good for me and for you. But anyways, I'm going to close it out with a couple songs here. It's going to be a song called by the artist Moon Human. I say Moon Human 10 times fast. But anyways, Moon Human is from Vancouver, and the song is Melt. It's a single, so off the singles EP. And then I'm going to play a little ditty by Blonde Redhead. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed. Stick around. I believe Mixtapes with Mick and Matt are coming up next. It might be a little delayed because of the snow, but nevertheless, stay tuned. It was nice chatting.